Radio.
From the Sky News Centre at 7, police are looking into whether Bob Villain's chant at Glastonbury constituted a hate crime. The Avon and Somerset Force has started a criminal investigation after the band's vocalist called for the death of the Israeli military. The government's demanding to know why the BBC didn't stop live streaming the performance. The corporation says it regrets not doing so, but Shadow Culture Secretary Stuart Andrew told MPs it's part of a bigger problem.
It has repeatedly failed to call out anti-Semitic rhetoric when it emerges under the guise of political commentary, and has faced serious allegations of minimising attacks on Jewish communities.
A 92-year-old man's been found guilty of raping and murdering an elderly widow nearly 60 years after the attack. Ryland Headley killed Louise Dunn, who was 75, at her home in Bristol in 1967. Some Labour MPs remain unconvinced by changes to the government's welfare reforms. The Work and Pension Secretary faced tough questions in the Commons as she confirmed existing PIP claimants won't be affected. Avanti West Coast's urging passengers not to travel on their services in and out of Scotland for the rest of the day. It's because a fallen tree is blocking the line between Carlisle and Lockerbie. In sport, 21-year-old qualifier Oliver Tarvett is one of six British players through on the opening day of Wimbledon. Chris Caves at Centre Court.
Tarvett couldn't have wished for a better day, really. A straight sets victory to reach round two, where he'll now face two-time defending champion Carlos Alcaraz, who needed five sets in the blistering heat to beat 38-year-old Italian Fabio Fognini. Emma Raducanu's just sealed the win over fellow Brit Mimi Xu, and Katie Bolter's in control of her first set with Paola Badosa on centre court.
And the veteran broadcaster Sandy Gall has died at the age of 97. He became one of the most familiar faces in the country as a co-presenter of ITV's News at 10. That's the latest. I'm Ruth McKay.
With the latest from the Bro Radio newsroom, I'm Kane McMahon. An inquest into the death of drag artist Vivian is due to take place later. James Lee Williams, who won the first UK series of RuPaul's Drag Race, was found at home in Cheshire in January. The star's family revealed that they died from a cardiac arrest after taking ketamine. Changes are being brought in by the Welsh Ambulance Service in a bid to drive up survival rates. 130 volunteers across Wales have been trained to attend the scenes of 999 calls to provide eyes and ears observations to staff in the control room. The aim is to improve patient outcomes in a country where less than 5% of people survive having an out-of-hospital cardiac or respiratory arrest, compared to 9% in Scotland, 10% in England, and as many as 25% in some European countries. A cleaning firm is looking for spaces in the Vale to spruce up in just 24 hours. Mrs. Bucket is looking for nominations ahead of the big community cleanup in September. The company is looking for suggestions of community centres, village halls, youth clubs, church halls, support hubs and charity spaces. There's more on the news pages at broradio.fm. And Michael Sheen says the NHS has been an integral part of his life as he prepares to play the founder of the health service. The actor's starring as Noran Bevan in the show Nye in London's West End and later at Cardiff's Millennium Centre. He told Good Morning Britain the NHS pushes buttons for everybody. Emotions they'll feel during the performance. In sport, Thomas Williams will miss the rest of the British and Irish Lions tour in Australia. The scrum half suffered a hamstring injury after scoring two tries in Saturday's win over Western Force. It leaves flanker Jack Morgan as the only Welshman in the 38-man squad down under.
Now. Here comes another hour of great music and local information
on the Vale's local radio station.
Bro Radio.
Shooting stars falling through your trembling hands. You were licking your lips and your lipstick shining. I was dying just to ask for a taste. Oh, we were lying together in a silver lining by the light of the moon. You know there's not another moment, not another moment, not another moment to waste. Oh, well, you're always so close.
and then he took the words right out of my mouth. Oh, it must have been while you were kissing me.
This is Bro Radio, the Vale's local radio station, and it's your Monday night sports show here at Bro with me, Mike Fowler. I hope in this weather you're all managing to keep cool. I'm certainly just at the top end of comfortable for me. Anyone knows me knows I start wilting if not watered regularly in this weather, and I think everyone should just make sure that they'd keep themselves hydrated, and especially if you're doing anything outside sports wise, make sure you've got hats and suntan cream on if you need it, because I think hopefully the weather's going to be staying like this for the next few days at least. So it's always good to get out and about, but I think now the temperature's certainly ramping up, I think we've just got to be a little bit more careful and just take care of ourselves just a little bit more, and not just ourselves, keep an eye on anyone that you're out with as well, especially when it's when you're taking sports, just make sure you're stopping for regular breaks there. But apart from that, what else are we going to be talking about today on Bro? So we're going to be having a look back at the British and Irish Lions' first game down under in Australia. We're also going to be focusing on the build-up for the next couple of games that they've got this week. We're going to look at Wales's under-20s opening match in the under-20s World Rugby Championships as well. That took place on the weekend in Italy. They were playing against Argentina. We're also going to be having the build-up more towards the historic women's Euros, which takes place in a little over a week, and Wales are there for the first time, so we're going to start getting everyone excited for that. We're also going to be bringing you selected cricket scores from around the Vale, and we've got a charity football competition that we're going to be telling you all about. That and more here to come up, Bro.
She packed my bags last night, pre-flight. 0 hour, 9 a.m.
and I'm gonna be high as a kite by then. I miss the earth so much, I miss my wife. It's lonely out in space on such a timeless flight. Cold as hell, and there's no one there to raise them. If you did, and all the science I don't understand, it's just my job 5 days.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And we're going to kick off the action looking at the World Rugby Under-20s Championship, where Wales took on Argentina in their opening game. The game unfortunately finished 27 points to 34 in Argentina's favour, because Argentina did manage to score a late try to deny Wales victory. Wales had taken a commanding 24-7 points lead, but allowed the Pumas to fight back in a tightly fought contest in the evening heat of Verona. Louis Trevitt looked to have clinched it for Wales after the scores had been tied for most of the second half, but his try was chalked off due to foul play in the build-up. Argentina then took the ball the length of the field before crashing over at the death to claim a bonus point victory and deny Wales the win. Wales did get off to a dream start, being awarded a penalty try, and the Argentinian fullback was sent to the sin bin for a deliberate knock-on. Wales took full advantage of their centres combined well to send Stefan Emmanuel over in the corner, and the lead was extended further when Evan Minto was quickest to pounce on an overthrown line-out. The back row showed neat footwork before diving under the posts. Argentina did hit back through a well-worked driving line-out, and then Wales were caught napping when Harry Ford made an uncharacteristic mistake in kicking the restart straight into touch. Argentinians' momentum continued after the break, their forward showing typical Pumas power, which inevitably led to them levelling the scores. But Wales did hit back with a Johan Emmanuel, brother of earlier try scorer, but his effort was disallowed for a double movement. Wales did finish strongly and earned a penalty, but replacement fly half Harry Wild was off target, and then Trevor then gifted Argentina a penalty, which allowed them back into Wales territory for one final attack, and it was this score that proved decisive. So not a great start in the under-20s World Championships there, but Wales still have two remaining games in Pool B fixtures, and the first one for them now is on Friday the 4th of July, and that's at 2:30, and then there's one on Wednesday the 9th of July, and that's at 2:30 as well. So the Friday one is against the French under-20s, and Wednesday is against Spain under-20s. So now moving to the British and Irish Lions. So they didn't have a great match against Argentina when they played in Dublin, but they've got off to a winning start down in Australia, beating the Western Force 7-54, and it was a really good game, especially the first sort of 15-20 minutes when Western Force, Sheehan went over for the try in the first minute, a captain as well, so that was really good for him. And then Western Force scored a try a couple of minutes later, and they were looking really strong for a while. I think Thomas Williams was a bit pivotal in that he scored the Lions' second try on 16 minutes. And then it was kind of back and forth, and there wasn't not a huge amount then going on with the score, and I think they were all just seeing each other out. But generally, as what happens with games like this, it's sort of like the last 50 or 60 minutes is when teams really start showing their skill and ability, and that's kind of what happened. And the British and Irish Lions kind of run away to a great victory there. And it's a great way to start the campaign there as well. I mean, there's another match now then taking place, and that's the Queensland Reds, and that's on Wednesday. So that's another British and Irish Lions game there. I think if anyone who's seen the game, I think there was one negative, and particularly from a Wales point of view, there was two Wales players picked for this tour, and unfortunately we're down to one now. Jack Morgan, the flying the flag there for Wales after Thomas Williams injured himself, and it was actually in the act of scoring the his second try there as well. I mean, as soon as he went over the line, sort of you could see he was holding the back of his hamstring, and it with a hamstring, you're never sure whether it was just a pull or whether it was a tweak or what was happening. But unfortunately, it looked like it was just too much. And it's even head coach Andy Farrell said it, the injury was worse than was expected. So he really did play well. And I think if he had stayed fit, for me, he was looking like he might have really been challenging Gibson Park for the number 9 test jersey. It's just a little bit of a shame that his tour is really over before it got started. So it leaves Jack Morgan there for Wales. So let's hope that he can get a lot of game time and show what we all know that Jack can do as well. But they have brought up Ben White, so the Scottish scrum half has been called up, and he will be coming over there, and he'll be joining up with the British and Irish Lions. So it's a bit of a cruel fate when it comes to sport. I mean, one person's injured, leaves the opportunity for somebody else. But there's even more sport going on as well. So on Saturday, it's going to be a really early start for me, actually, Saturday, because Wales take on Japan in their first of two test match games there, and that's on at 6 a.m. so that's an early start. Get the alarm clocks ready for that one. And then 11 a.m. you've got the British and Irish Lions versus the Waratahs, so it could be sort of wall-to-wall rugby for those that, like me, who's big sports fans and love watching it there. So I definitely think it's going to be early breakfast for me and the Japanese game, and then I think maybe a slightly later breakfast, then maybe a second breakfast whilst I'm watching the British and Irish Lions taking on the Waratahs. And now I've got you all prepared for them, we're going to be getting you building up for the Women's Euros finals that take place, with Wales in it for the first time ever. All to come here at Bro.
This is Bro Radio.
Bro Radio. Join us for one magical night of operatic, classical and orchestral music this August at Fonmon Castle. Enjoy breathtaking performances beneath a summer sky set against the backdrop of our majestic castle. One magical night features award-winning opera star Adriano Graziano and the Adairin String Quartet performing the music of Bridgerton and a soundtrack to the movies. Don't miss one magical night at Fonmon Castle, Sunday, August the 31st. Book tickets at fonmoncastle.com.
Experienced cleaners deserve more, and More Cleaning are looking for more cleaners to join our team. We can offer you guaranteed hours, a company pension, a great rate of pay, and we're big on career progression too. So talk to us today, and you could soon be on our onboard training programme, ready to be part of our exciting journey. Find out more at More. That's morcleaning.co.uk. More Cleaning. Multi-award-winning cleaning that doesn't cost the earth.
We're recycling more than ever today, which is great news. But with more recycling comes more bags and more caddies. So talk to Recycling Storage Solutions of Barry, as our quality wooden recycling units are just the right size to keep your recycling bags held open, caddies and boxes all snug inside, tidy and protected from the elements and pests. Our smart recycling storage benches and boxes have a waterproof lid, and we deliver them across the Vale and beyond, pre-made, not flat-packed. Visit our showroom on Woodham Road, Barry, or order now for delivery at recyclingstoragesolutions.co.uk.
From Sully to St Hilary,
the Vale's local radio station.
Pro Radio.
Gonna get up.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Pro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And the Wales Euro 2025 squad have finished now their warm weather training down in the Algarve, and they've now made their way over to Switzerland for the start of the tournament. This, again, as I said earlier, this marks Wales' first major tournament appearance, and I, you know, it's so good to see the Welsh team doing this. It reminds me, and I'm really hoping that this is a bit of a turning point, like when the men's team made their first championships as well, and that really spurred on the nation to get behind them, and I think we've seen fruits of that now. So I'm hoping that the same sort of thing happens with the game with the women in Wales. And I know I said that potentially on Saturday I'm going to be having first breakfast for the rugby, second breakfast the other rugby. Well, I'm also got tea time sport as well, because Wales's first game is on Saturday as well, and that's a 5 p.m. kickoff against the Netherlands. They do follow that up with a game against France on Wednesday the 9th, and England then on Sunday the 13th, and both of them at 8 p.m. kickoffs. But their historic first match is going to be on Saturday at 5 p.m. and I'm sure they're going to get a lot of support there. It looks like they had a lot of support when they reached their training base as well, and they were greeted by hundreds of local school children. It shows there, and this, as I say, they've been down in Portugal and now they're in Switzerland again. With all this, though, got to bear in mind the heat as well, and they're going to be playing professional football out in the heat at 5 o'clock. I think that it's going to be a sapping game, that one. There's going to be lots of emotion on there, and as a proud Welsh person, it's absolutely fantastic to see it there, and I think Captain Anne Howard James won't need to do much to encourage the team that gets selected by Rhian Wilkinson. I think, you know, everybody is waiting for this, and it's something that they've built towards. So good luck, good effort there, and yeah, we'll be bringing you here at Bro, we'll be bringing the looking back at that one next week, but you'll be able to keep up with all the results from there and from the other sports with Pro as well. But we'll be certainly looking into depth into that one, and hopefully not just their first major tournament appearance, but their first major tournament victory. And that would really set us up for a great couple of weeks in Switzerland there as well. Next up on Pro, we're going to be bringing you the cricket scores that have been taking place around the Vale here at Pro.
They were pretty smart, but you've got being right down to an art. You think you're a genius, you drive me up the wall. You're regular, original, know-it-all. Okay, so you're a rocket scientist. That don't impress me much. So you got the brains, but have you got the touch? Now don't get me wrong, yeah, I think you're alright, but that won't keep me warm in the middle of the night. That don't impress me much. Just in case.
Okay, so you're Brad Pitt. That don't impress me much. So you got the looks, but have you got the touch? Now don't get me wrong, yeah, I think you're all right, but that won't keep me warm in the middle of the night. That don't impress me much. So you got a car. That don't impress me much. So you got the moves, but have you got the touch? Now don't get me wrong, yeah, I think you're alright, but that won't keep me warm in the middle of the night. That don't impress me much. Oh no, you think you're cool, but have you got the touch? Nah, nah, don't get me wrong, yeah, I think you're alright, but that won't. Don't impress me much. Uh-huh, yeah, yeah. Okay, so what do you think, you're Elvis or something? That don't impress me much. Oh, that don't impress me much.
It's your Monday Night Sports Show here at Pro Radio with me, Mike Farner. And I'll be looking at the cricket that has been taking place around the Vale on the weekend. And we're going to start with the Vale Cricket Club and their first 11. They were away to Rogerstone's first 11 and they lost by 100 runs. Vale's second 11's match against Croesilog's second 11, that was unfortunately abandoned. And the Vale's third 11 were away to Llantrip Fardas' second 11, and that was cancelled. And the Vale's fourth 11, they were at home to Miskin Manor's fourth, and they lost by 5 wickets. And on Sunday, the Vale's first 11, women's first 11, they lost at home to Cardiff women's second 11. But coming up next weekend for the Vale Cricket Club, so the Vale's first 11, they're at home in Corntown to Penarth's second 11. Vale's second 11, they're away to Malpass's second 11. And the Vale's third 11, they're at home, and that's in Wick Village Green to Pontlanfife's third 11. And Penarth's cricket were also in action on Saturday, and the Penarth's first 11, they beat Defyn Welfare's first 11 by 9 wickets. Penarth's second 11, they lost away to Newport Fugitives' first 11 by 49 runs. And Penarth's third 11, they lost away to Pontypridd's second 11 by 59 runs. And Penarth's fourth 11 lost at home to Friends Union first 11 by 4 wickets. And on Saturday for Penarth's first 11, they're at home to Penturk's first 11. As already mentioned, Penarth's second 11, they're away to the Vale County Cricket Club's first 11, so that's a little local derby going on there. And Penarth's third 11, they're away to Bay Dragons' first 11. And Penarth's fourth 11, they're at home to Bridgend Town's third 11. And also last Saturday, Barry Athletic Cricket Clubs were in action, and their first 11 won at home to Brecon's first 11 by 16 runs. And the Barry Athletic second 11 lost away to Upper Rhondda by 4 wickets. And also coming up on Saturday for Barry Athletic, their first 11 are at home to Blackwood Town's first 11. And their Barry Athletic's second 11, they're away to Pontypridd's second 11. So that's the cricket that has been taking place around the Vale. We've still got information on a charity cup competition that's coming to Barry, still to come here at Bro.
That I'm losing my best friend. I can't believe this could be the end. It looks as though you're letting go. And if it's real, well, I don't want to know.
Decorated your home and you're over the moon with the results. Just the finishing touches to go, which is why you've booked an appointment at Ambient Window Shutters in Barry. The right window shutters transform your entire living space, and Ambient window shutters supply and install exquisite made-to-measure shutters to suit every budget. We're your local family-run firm, and you'll find our showroom at 116B Park Crescent in Barry. Contact us today for a showroom appointment or home survey, and see what we do at ambientwindowshutters.co.uk.
If you're craving the best fish and chips in town, you'll find them at Friar Tuck Fish and Chips on Richard Street, Barry. Choose from tasty chips, crispy battered fish and battered sausages, our irresistible Irish curry, or our ever-popular lunchtime sausage share box. Friar Tuck Fish and Chips. We deliver locally via Uber. So order now at friartuckbarry.com or pop in. You'll find us on Richard Street behind the old Wilko.
On Friday the 4th of July, this lot will perform together once again.
Hold on.
Yes, the Gallagher Brothers are back, and here at Bro Radio, they're Curious or Wonder Wallen. I know that doesn't quite make sense, does it? Basically, we want to find out what the Vale's favourite song of Oasis is. Quite a few to choose from. Why not Slide Away? Sorry. To broradio.fm/Oasis to cast your vote before the end of Tuesday, the 1st of July.
The Vales. Bro Radio.
Install Skip Hire are one of the leading skip hire, tipper and grab lorry companies in the Vale, offering a range of waste disposal solutions across South Wales. Our specialists have over 20 years' experience, so you can be assured of excellent customer service. But don't just take our word for it. Check out our 5-star rating on Facebook. We also offer eco-friendly disposal options, converting 95% of our waste into renewable energy, so you can rest easy knowing your waste doesn't go to waste. Find out how Install Skip Hire can help you on 01446 421 072.
From Sully to St Athan,
the Vale's local radio station.
Bro Radio.
We'll be right back.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And we're going to give you now information about the Jam Fun Cup that comes to Jenner Park. And this is a six-a-side charity football tournament, and it will be held in Jenner Park in Barry next month. The Family Fun Day on Sunday the 13th of July will be raising funds for the Jam Fun charity set up in memory of Jamie Adamson, which supports children with life-threatening illnesses. It's long been the ambition of the charity, set up 20 years ago, to stage a football tournament in Jamie's memory, as he was a massive Chelsea FC supporter during his short life. It is hoped that the tournament, with 16 teams competing for the Jam Fun Cup, will become an annual event, and there's still a few places available for teams wishing to take part. But the day will include more than just football, with a large part of the venue devoted to families and children, and which all will include bouncy castle, arts, crafts and garden games, a football shootout and various refreshments. So admission is by donation, and the gates will open at 11 a.m, and all profits from the day go towards supporting young children with cancer and other serious illnesses. And the day is being sponsored by a number of local companies. So if you want to know how to get involved, or you want any more information, whether this be as a team, player, sponsor or volunteer, then you can contact the Jam Fund, and you can email them on jamfund@sky.com, or you can visit the Jam Fund website, or you can look on Bro Radio and into our news section where the article and the contact details are there as well. So that's going to be hopefully a really fantastic day there in Jenner Park. A good cause, and again, getting people out and about, and it's, and you know, things like that. Yes, there's the football's going on, but there's lots of other things going on there as well, and it's all, as I said, for a good cause. And let's hope that they can fill the 16 teams in there. And let's hope the weather's good as well. And I would say let's hope it's nice, but maybe not too nice. Nice little bit of a breeze, and not be as warm as it is right now. Oh, I'm turning into one of them people now that the moan when it's been cold and it's raining, and I moan when it's too warm. So I think I'm just going to stop while I'm behind now, and still got some more information to bring to you here at Bro.
You'll say we've got nothing in common, no common ground to start from, and we're falling apart. You'll say come between us, our lives have come between us. Still, I know you just don't care. And I said, what about breakfast at Tiffany? She said, I think I remember the film. And as I recall, I think we both kind of liked it. And I
falling apart. You'll say the world has come between us, our lives have come between us. Still I know you just don't care. And I said, what about breakfast at Tiffany's? She said, I think I remember.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. So remember, if there's a sport or sporting event that you think that I should be talking about here at Bro Radio, then what you need to do is get in touch with me using the email sport@broradio.fm. That's sport@broradio.fm. Or you can look for Bro Radio on the social medias and you can get in touch with us that way. So is there a sport that you're really passionate about? Is there a sporting event taking place that you think the people of the Vale would really love to be hearing about? Then just get in touch and let us know. Better still, you could get in touch and I could ask you along here to Bro Radio and you could tell me all about the event or the sport. And then we can tell the people of the Vale. Up next on Bro, we've got Patrick with the evening show.
From Cowbridge to Cosneston,
the Vale's local radio station.
Bro Radio.
At Greenlinks Community Transport, we provide a reliable, professional and friendly travel service for individuals and community groups across the Vale of Glamorgan. For hospital visits and shopping trips to meeting up with friends or relatives. And we now need volunteer drivers aged 21 or over to join us. We offer free training, an excellent working environment with hours to suit you, and an opportunity to give something back to your community. For details or how to apply, see valeofglamorgan.co.uk and search Greenlinks.
The winners of Bro Radio's Community Awards with Chris Davies Estate Agents have been unveiled. We'd like to thank Chris Davies Estate Agents for their support of the awards evening. Find out more about each of our finalists and winners, plus listen back to the full ceremony at broradio.fm/awards.
Sullivan's Greengrocer has been providing local people with their five a day for over 50 years, and we now offer next day delivery when you shop online. We've fruit and veg boxes bursting with in-season produce. You can also build your own box. Barry, Penarth, Llantwith Major, Dinas Powys, Sully, Roofs. Wherever you are across the Vale of Glamorgan, Sullivan's Greengrocer deliver direct to your door between 6 and 10am Monday to Saturday. Message us on Facebook or Instagram for 15% off your first box. Place your order today. Just search Sullivan's Greengrocer online.
On your radio, online, through the Bro Radio app and on your smart speaker. This is Bro Radio.